WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says the federal indictments against former FBI Director James Comey are, quote, about justice. Trump's opponents say it's political payback, retribution. Comey says he's innocent. Correspondent Erica Brown explains how we got here.
Comey is set to be arraigned next month on one count of obstruction of a congressional proceeding and one count of making a false statement related to his 2020 Senate testimony when he denied authorizing leaking information to the media. Eric Siebert, the former top prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia, declined to prosecute Comey and was replaced by Trump's former personal attorney and White House aide, Lindsey Halligan, who secured an indictment.
House Democrats have launched an investigation into the firing of former prosecutor Siebert. There's already been a downtown rally and an evening town hall in Des Moines, Iowa, all over the arrest and detention by immigration agents of the Des Moines school superintendent.
ICE says Dr. Ian Roberts, who has been superintendent for 2 years, is in the country illegally. A judge ordered him to leave in 2024, 4 years after he faced weapons possession charges. ICE says Roberts sped away from a traffic stop. His school vehicle was later found abandoned. When agents tracked him down and arrested him, he was allegedly carrying a loaded handgun. Roberts was born in Guyana. He entered the U.S. in 1999 on a student visa. He was a member of Guyana's track and field team at the 2020 Olympics in Sydney. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
As Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu made his combative speech at the U.N., he said the Israeli army took control of the telephones of Gaza residents so they could hear what he had to say. Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
During his U.N. speech, Netanyahu spoke directly to the residents of Gaza and said the war could end immediately if all 48 hostages, both living and dead, were returned, Hamas were to be disarmed and Gaza demilitarized. He also said that if Israel does not finish its fight against Hamas, they will repeat October 7th, in which Hamas killed 1,200 people and sparked the war that has led to the deaths of more than 60,000 Palestinians in Gaza.
A retired New York financier and his personal assistant were charged Friday with sex trafficking and transporting women across state lines for sex. Howard Rubin and Jennifer Powers are accused in a 10-count indictment, as we hear from CBS News New York reporter Alice Gaynor.
Prosecutors say Rubin and Powers, together with others, recruited women, some former Playboy models, misrepresenting the extent to which she would engage in physical and sexual violence, sometimes disregarding a safe word. Rubin allegedly encouraged women to take alcohol and drugs like sedatives. Some say they were unable to consent because of lack of consciousness.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The FDA is considering a drug to treat autism.
Leucovorin is derived from the vitamin folic acid and is prescribed to ease the effects of cancer chemotherapy. Child neurologist Dr. Richard Fry has been prescribing it to autism patients for more than a decade.
It is definitely something that's extremely promising and can be extremely helpful, but you need to know who to use it on and when to use it.
Leucovorin gets folic acid to the brain, helping kids with autism improve their ability to speak. The Autism Science Foundation and other groups say more studies are needed before final action by the FDA.
I believe that we do have to research it more, but I think we have evidence that it does work.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The local coroner in Washington State told CBS News the cause of death of Travis Decker, accused of killing his three daughters, quote, may never be known. His body was found after a months-long manhunt. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 60. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, a high in the low 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Right now it's 58.
Yeah. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible. WRJN.
I'm not afraid to year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend who kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to people
pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely to think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel.
Oh, but I hate to see you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
he rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Bring in you piece of mind before you find
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Supporters of Des Moines School Superintendent Dr. Ian Roberts, detained by ICE for being undocumented, protested. KCCI-TV's Kayla James reports.
People have talked to us, and they're talking about just the work that Dr. Ian Roberts has done for Des Moines Public Schools and how grateful they are, which is why some say they were shocked and upset at the fact that he has been detained. We've also heard a few different chants, including free Dr. Roberts and no justice, no peace.
President Trump says a peace deal for Gaza is close, but BBC's Sue Montgomery reports it didn't seem that way at the United Nations.
Dozens of diplomats walked out of the United Nations General Assembly in New York as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a speech.